Did you ever have any swampy land or boggy land around that you...
No, not much. I never was around.
This is kind of high country around here, yeah. Have you ever heard the term loam talking about soil?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. I just wouldn't know.
Yeah. Did they call it loam or loon or what?
Loam.
What about buckshot soil? Have you ever heard anybody talk about that?
No, I never did hear it.
What about if you've got water on the land, you have to cut ditches to do what? You say we are doing what to that land?
Ditching it.
Okay, so that the water will run off. Okay. Do you ever hear anybody say that they're draining or draining the land when they do that?
Mm-hmm.
But which one?
Draining it.
And you used the word creek a minute ago. That's always, is that bigger or smaller than a stream or a branch or what?
Well, it's not as big as a big river or nothing, but it's, you know, it's bigger than a branch, you know, or something like that.
A creek is.
A creek is.
What about you ever use the term draw or gully or anything? What is a gully?
Well, there used to be lots of gullies in the fields, you know, some of them be that deep, you know.
But where just rain
was? Rain just washed it out, you know,
That would pretty well wash your plants away, wouldn't it?
That's right. Well, people didn't, you know, way back yonder, they didn't know to take care of the land, to terrace it like they do now.
Yeah.
And see, that's what caused them big gullies.
What are the names of some of the creeks or rivers around here? Around where you live?
Well, one of your rivers, the closest river, I believe.
What about creek?
Well, I don't know.
Streams or branches?
Now there's Slam Creek over toward McClarty, and then there's Mud Creek over the other side of High Mound. I mean, back this side of High Mound, it's just a small creek.
Is High Mound a town or a...
No, it used to be a town before that cyclone blew it away, but it's not.
And it never grew back?
It never grew back.
It's
still called High Mound, and the church is still there. It blew the schoolhouse and the church away when that cyclone come through. But they built the church back, and it's still called High Mound.
Well, what about a little elevation in the land? Would you say that it was that's just a little what? Would you call it a hill or a rise or a mound?
Just a little rise, I guess, what you'd call it.
And then a hill would be what?
The hill would be bigger, you'd have to go up.
You ever hear anybody talk about a knob?
Yeah, I've heard
talk about it. What is that? Is it a bald place in the land?
The bald hill-like, knob-like, is what it is.
And a great big, something much bigger than a hill would be a what?
Be a mountain.
Okay. And what about a place between two mountains or where you can go through without having to go over the top of them? You call it a gap or a pass or a notch or what?
A canyon or something.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay. What about a big rock face on a mountain that just goes straight down? No, you ever had it called a cliff or
You call that a cliff, I reckon. If you know, the rocks is pretty high going from here to Gadsden. Have you ever been to Gadsden?
Yeah.
Well, you know there sometimes.
Of course, I live up in the mountains. My parents I live in Florence now, but I was brought up in Chattanooga, up around Lookout Mountain, Signal Mountain,
Oh, yes.
What about place where water comes down over a big drop and just...
Would that be a fall or a dam?
Well, it'd be either one, I guess.
Yes.
A fall, I suppose.
Fall, I guess, is what it's supposed to be.
I guess you can remember when there weren't many paved roads around.
Yes, I can. I sure can.
Do you remember when people used to put, what was it on the road to keep dust down in front of their houses? I think they used to put oil or something.
Yeah, I think so. We never did live on a real busy highway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We never did have much trouble. We just kept the dust out the best we could.
Yeah, right.